Grain Island has the biggest concentration of wildlife on the Barrier Reef, but many of its animals are visitors, and at departure time they leave behind the sanctuary of one of the world's largest marine parks. The migrants cross international borders, travelling to places where animals are not protected. It means their survival is linked very much to events in other parts of the world. The Great Barrier Reef is still an amazing place. It's a magical underwater world, stunningly beautiful and a never-ending source of wonder. But how will it be when our turtles return? The reef has proved to be resilient in the past, surviving great natural changes. But nothing like the pace of man-made change today. Especially the pace of climate change. We've seen how the Great Barrier Reef is connected to the rest of the world in many ways. It means we're all, no matter how remote, involved in its future.
Now only we can decide what that future will be. Whether it remains the glorious marine spectacle of today, one of the richest and most diverse of all environments, and the largest biological structure on the planet, or whether it becomes something much poorer. It's a future that's entirely in our hands.